Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Well, good morning out there, Houston, Texas. This is Danny Milliken and Anita Nelson.
Good morning, everybody.
And I'm in Vancouver, Canada. Had to make a trip up here real quick. All the Thanksgiving holiday stuff. Got a daughter way up here, so. But Anita's there in studio. Hey, Anita.
I certainly am here in the studio, but I'm envious of you being in Vancouver. You're right near Bouchard Gardens.
Oh, and we're going there for sure today. I'm excited about that.
Excellent.
Listeners, yeah, I'll send.
Our listeners need to go there someday.
Well, I will fill up our Instagram and our Facebook with pictures of it, so everybody can feel like they're there via my terrible picture taking skills.
There'll be a lot of them for sure.
That's true, and they'll be terrible. All right, so this is Home Show Garden Pros. If you don't know about it, it's a show where we talk gardening. Our big goal is helping you make your thumb green, and so we do that by giving advice, talking through topics what seasonal vegetables we should be doing, what happens in your lawn throughout the year, how can you affect what's happening in your lawn positively, things like that. So that's what we do, and we do it because we've gathered this incredible group of knowledge specialists from all over the city, really almost the region, and we've collected them to be able to kind of provide insight for you. Not just one guy saying his opinion or going off of a list he's got or something like that. It's me and then a bunch of experts. Anita is an expert in multiple things, but her business is called Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And so you can imagine there that there's some water gardening expertise that is well above and beyond anybody else you know out in the world. So that's one reason we're super jazzed when Anita comes on, because we can get kind of deep, if you will, into water gardening.
Oh, thank you.
And then our other co-op members, we've got a group of them. Plants for All Seasons, Sherry Hare will be here later on today. That's up 249, just past Louetta. Got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, kind of booking in Richmond, Texas, down southwest of town. Really, it's like, you know, near Cinco Ranch and near Sugarland, two great spots. Warren Southern Gardens is in Kingwood, and Kingwood Garden Center is in Kingwood. Those places are both very different, but both very wonderful. So Kingwood Garden Center is known for its phenomenally incredible gift shop. So then you've got Nature's Way Resources Garden Center up past the Woodlands near Conroe, just off 49. It's an easy place to get to. They have a lot of great stuff. Really have a ton of native plants. So if that's what you're into, which is totally acceptable if you are, that is the place to go. So it's all very exciting. It's all really exciting stuff. And we're excited to talk to you. On this show, we talk gardening. We discuss the things about gardening. And we are here to help. So 281-496-5711. So Anita, what's going on at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens?
We're getting our shop ready for the influx of Christmas trees, which will arrive on Monday. So we're all super excited about that. As soon as they come in, we always fresh cut them and then immediately dunk them in water so that they can stay as fresh as they possibly can throughout the and in your home in your Christmas season. So,
and that really does make the biggest difference is that that action, because I've seen Christmas trees that don't really make it that well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't last that long.
Well, you know, when you cut the trunk, you open up the veins, so to speak. They're not called veins in plants. And those open up and they can absorb water real quickly. And so it gets more water into those needles of the leaves of the needles are the leaves of a pine tree or actually an evergreen. And that way it'll stay fresher longer. And also when you buy it and you recut it again, you boost the amount of water that gets into the needles and, again, extend the length of it in your home.
So and, Anita, it's not just the life you're extending. There's also that whole element of fire protection.
Fire and also smell, fragrance. But, yeah, and we also we have posted on our website a formula that was, I don't know who made it up. It uses Karo syrup, and the Karo syrup company used to promote it that actually make your tree fireproof. You can't; it will not start on fire.
Oh, wow.
So it's a good recipe to put into your water when you feed the tree, especially after you fresh cut it, and then it isn't a fire hazard anymore.
Wow, that's incredible.
We've taken the trees at the end of Christmas, brought them outside, tried to light them on fire, and they will not light. So it really works.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, that part's at least kind of a bummer because, you know, those big fires you get from a tree, they're scary, but they sure are fun.
Yeah, but I'm sure it would ignite when it gets to raging firestorm. Nothing's going to not ignite
no.
at that point. But yeah,
no, it is literally one of the scariest fires that I've ever noticed is one of those, a Christmas tree fire. So.
Oh, yeah, it's super scary. Exactly. So you don't want that.
No, definitely better to resist it. And like you mentioned, by buying, this is really the approach that Nelson's taken every year for years and years, and their trees are beautiful. They last a long time, and they smell great the whole time. So if you're worried about buying a fresh cut Christmas tree, which is really an agricultural crop and you're supporting farmers, don't, because it's all about how you take care of it, which is kind of the point of the whole show, right? How you take care of it makes a huge difference.
True. And Christmas trees are grown on land that is not really useful for very much else.
Mm.
So every tree with the vertical height is adding more oxygen to the air. It's all good buying a live Christmas tree.
Right. It's all better.
All better.
It's all better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's way better than, I mean, I understand that, you know, some people maybe think there's some waste involved but if we're composting them and we're growing them in the soil,
right,
and it's responsibly done.
And some communities collect Christmas trees and bring them to the beaches, and they help create sand dunes because they trap the sand.
Yeah, so I know in conservation efforts, a lot of times they're used as fish nests and things like that to support wildlife.
We do that, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's just wonderful, as always. So great. Awesome. Well, so glad you're here today, and we're going to kind of keep on talking through all things Houston gardening.
Yes.
We'll start by answering the Home Show Garden Pro email question of the week when we get back from this quick break. From Anita and Danny and I, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Welcome back, everybody. Home Show Garden Pros with the wonderful Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Thank you, Danny.
You bet. So Home Show Garden Pros, our main thing we do is this awesome radio show. And like we mentioned, it's this beautiful co-op with all these experts. We also have a really great Facebook page. And Anita, you guys have a really awesome Facebook page too. You guys have been sharing a ton of videos, making a lot of content.
We do. We like to spread the information. The more you know, the better gardener you'll become. And we like to make it fun and whimsical too.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, our recent posting was onion sets.
Okay. you guys have some in now?
We just got them in. We've already started selling quite a few of them. So it's time to get the onions out because nothing tastes more incredible than an onion fresh out of the garden.
Oh, that is very true. Mm-hmm. That is very true. And it's, you know, it's got to be the crop that people use the very most too, right? It's like everybody's always using onions to cook.
It's true. It's true. I use a lot of onions myself.
Yeah. I love them. I mean, they're just like a main part of early diets, and they're very good for you.
And so, they're a staple.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, on our Facebook page, we love getting messages. We love kind of answering questions. Put a lot of pictures out there for you. And it's a great way to ask your questions. Another great way is homeshowgardenpros.com. That's our website. And on that website, you'll see the listen button on which you can listen live to the show, or you can listen to the last two shows on a loop. So kind of 4 hours of content. If you want to go back further than two shows there, we are on podcasts. So anywhere where podcasts are posted, we're there to help out too. So, but usually this time on the show, oh, sorry, I didn't mention the Ask a Pro button. That is a button where you hit that button and it sends an email to us. And a lot of times we use the content here on the show. And so we are going to switch gears a little bit and talk to Jan. We don't want Jan to wait while we do email questions. So, hey, Jan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Thank you for your program.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
I have got a very unusual, I think, problem with a fig tree.
Okay.
It lost all of its leaves about the end of August, I guess, which isn't terribly unusual for that tree, but there were a bunch of figs on it, and they're still there, and all the leaves have come back. Do I pull those figs off so that next year they won't still be there? They're like green and hard as rocks.
Hmm. Anina, what's your take?
I'm completely stumped as well. I can't think of any weather pattern that would have caused that tree to behave like that.
Well, it's gone through several cycles. I moved here in 2016. Mm-hmm. The tree was great for about the first 2 years, had a huge crop, and all of a sudden, I think it was in the early fall of that next year, I walked out the back door and most of it was flat on the ground. So I had that taken off, but there was one large piece left still standing, so I left it. And it started coming back and bringing on new limbs and whatnot, and then part of that fell down. But ever since, it's been fine, and it had decent vigs at the first of the year. I mean, you know, at the first of the season this year. So it's been weird.
to say the least. Has anything changed in the environment around the tree? Are there other trees around it that have gotten bigger?
There are not other trees near it.
Not any trees near it.
The only thing near it is a fence.
Okay.
So, I mean, usually figs will do this where they'll drop their leaves after the summer heat.
Right.
And then it's not unusual for them to put on fall growth. I mean, honestly, I don't think I would worry about those fruit. I'd just monitor them for the next month or so to see if they do grow or if they stay that size. You know, and if 3 weeks they're exactly the same size, I would go ahead and take them off.
Okay, but those have been there since like July.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and remove them. I don't see that they're doing anything. That a lot of times when those plants kind of go through semi dormancy, they give up on everything. And young fruit have so many tannins and preservatives in them that they can just stay like that for a long time if they're up in the air and not on the ground. So I'd pop them off and put them in your compost. How many is it?
Oh, I don't know, about 20 or so, I guess.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So it's not like you're missing the best.
No.
The best bumper crop you've ever seen. So, yeah. And then I mean, Anita, what kind of fertilizer do you think you'd put around after a pruning?
Oh, I've had MicroLife around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And compost around it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Sounds great. Jan, thanks so much for the call. You got any other questions you need some help with?
Not that I can think of. Thank you.
You bet. Well, have a great day. I, as you know, Anita, absolutely love fig trees. And they're one of those trees that I feel like we have all these heirloom ones because they're easy to propagate and start, and a lot of times they grow from seed. I mean, I know that my dad and uncle have one from my mother's sister that she got from her husband's mother in San Antonio. And so it's this really long kind of heirloom tree that has made it down through generations. So I recently lost my fig in the freeze. So I'm going to get that really cool blue fig that they've got. We don't even know what the variety is because it's, you know, just been in our family so long.
Goodness. What are they, figs native to the area? Where do they come from?
No, they're kind of
Mediterranean, yeah.
North African, mm-hmm. Middle Eastern. So many things are from that kind of Mediterranean coast. So mm-hmm. Anywhere from Italy to, you know, Algeria, like that whole little curve there, you know, broccoli, cabbage, you know, all the stuff that we kind of think about food, you know, most mm-hmm. most cereal grains are kind of all from there. Surprisingly large amount of foods aren't from our vegetables, but most of our veggies are. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I like that question, Jan. Thanks so much for calling in. So we're just going to push back our email question of the week one segment here on Home Show Garden Pros. So for Anita and I, we'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Double check, double tested. Hi, it's Will from Right Touch Electrical. When you choose Right Touch Electrical, our certified electricians solve your problems with a lifetime workmanship guarantee. On most jobs, our quality control manager inspects and double checks all work, confirming our highest standard of safety. Double checked, double tested, protecting your home for an honest price with a lifetime workmanship guarantee. We're Tom's certified home show pros. Right Touch Electrical, quality with a master's touch. RightTouchElectrical.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros, here talking gardening like we do. And we're a Houston-based show where all we do is celebrate gardening. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. You got your annual color in yet? How's that veggie garden doing? What's happening in your lawn? We want to hear. We want to help. 281-496-5711. One way we can help is by answering your email questions that you've sent. A lot of y'all have sent us email questions, and we love answering those directly, but also sometimes one pops up, and I think it's good to answer it. So are you ready for the email question of the day?
I am.
Okay, here's a show from C.D. Chambers, nice fella, a regular listener. So he says, greetings. I have a battle with the Texas leaf cutter and pocket gopher. So it sounds like C.D. is kind of out a little bit, not in Houston proper, but maybe that's you're perfect for this because you're kind of out a little bit too. So dealing with Texas leaf cutter and pocket gopher. So yeah. Any thoughts? Love the show. Cheers. Thanks, CD. So what's your solution to Texas leaf cutter ants?
I don't, but we had them in our neighborhood when I first moved in there, and there weren't that many people. And as more people moved in, they went away. So maybe if he gets more neighbors, leaf cutters will go away. That's the only, I don't know what you do for them, but what do you do for them, Danny?
Well, one thing about leafcutter ants is they do only have one queen, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So it is possible to kind of wipe the colony out without too much trouble, but they live underground.
Yes.
And that is both of CD's problems, is that they're underground creatures. Mm-hmm. I remember kind of helping my mom deal through them near Uvalde, Texas, because they were really attacking her quince and apples and pecans. And so it's kind of like I noticed that they did prefer some trees to other trees different times of the year. So that really helped us kind of worked through that. We planted a sweet gum near their hole and then made a vinegar and orange oil mixture and dumped it in there. And so I don't think it wiped the hole away, but I think it did reduce the numbers. And then when they came back, they really used the sweet gum, which was less attractive to them than the quince, the apple, and the pecan. I mean, more attractive.
More attractive, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of our approach.
Mm-hmm.
But they are rascally. Yes. I'll say that. My mom just wanted to pour gasoline down there. And I was like, no, use this stuff. And she's like, that stuff's like 5 times more expensive than gasoline. So she had a good point. But yeah. We went with what we did, and it kind of helped for several years with those, the fruits and the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So what about gophers? I really don't have any solution for gophers.
Yeah, well, me either. Except I don't even dogs can get do a good job with them.
Hmm.
Maybe little dogs.
Well, if I learned from the movie Caddyshack,
mm-hmm.
At least we know what not to do. So,
yeah.
Caddyshack, they fill the hole with water. That doesn't work. They put explosive squirrels down in the holes. Waited for the gopher to pop up so he could shoot it. So those are things not to do.
Well, maybe,
not effective treatments.
Maybe my trick that I did that worked real well with the armadillos is to pour gravel down the holes.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you can dig gravel, but it rolls right back into where you dug.
And so yes.
That might work.
Yeah.
And if you can find the holes.
Right. If you find the holes. It's also like, what crops are they messing up? I always mm-hmm. wonder that. Like,
yeah.
What crops are the gophers actually affecting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, CD, I hope that helps.
Yes.
Not really your most thorough answer. We're really focused on gardening. And, you know, a lot of times I wonder what crops they're kind of getting to for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're listening, give us a call and let's talk a little bit about these problems that you're looking at.
Yes.
So, yeah. Because we're here to help. That's what we do. 281-496-5711. Here to help you talk through your garden problem bit by bit. A lot of stuff to cover this morning, Anita. We have a lot of things going on out there. People's lawns are still growing, but we're kind of seeing more brown patch than we anticipated. Not on this show. We kind of been talking about this a lot because we saw that real, real wet spring. And so we got that to explore. We'll hit on winter vegetables coming up, what to plant now or what to plant again. And I love that you guys have onions because that's kind of the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
In a very talented performance. I mean, there's a lot of stars of the show this time of year. So we want to hear from you. Also, give us a call, 281-496-5711. One more time, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, it's Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. A lot of you have been waiting. The amaryllis bulbs are here. Collectors love them, and also first-time buyers will too. They're often called the tulips of the South and are incredibly easy to grow outdoors or indoors. Come out and see the selection. We have over 30 beautiful varieties. Surprisingly, now is the time to plant bluebonnet. Whether you do it from plants or seeds, get them in the ground. That way they can grow through the winter and become beautiful stands of our Texas state flower in the springtime. Just find a sunny, well-drained space in your garden bed or container and plant it up with bluebonnet plants from our Enchanted Nurseries that have already started for you. The weather outside is beautiful. Cool weather and 100% chance of fall color. There are so many great annuals for the wintertime to plant right now. Choose from pansies, violas, calendulas, snapdragons, alyssum, lobelia, and lots more. Come on out and see the selection. Keep an eye out on your lawn for brown patch or other diseases that can attack your St. Augustine this time of year. If you've got a problem, bring us a picture and we'd be glad to help you out and show you the remedies. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land, Great Wood, and Rosenberg.
All right. Thanks, Joey. Great great thoughts there. 281-496-5711. We're here to help you out with your gardening issue. And, you know, I mean, we say this, and we are like our knowledge specialists here. We do stuff, but like all these biological problems that are happening y'all out there, you know, we get them. We deal with them all the time. And Anita, I know that you've helped neighbors through Brown Patch a couple times, but you've also been doing this experiment with a lawn where you kind of went from an area that was no lawn. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have an area started 3 years ago. I just laid down patches of St. Augustine and let it take over, and that's doing fine in that area. But last year we took out an area of the nursery and laid down sod, and I haven't been taking care of it. I admit it. I was bad. And so it's used up all the nutrients that were in the actual dirt that came with the sod, and it's starting to look bad, and it's got brown patch now. So last fall, when I successfully eliminated the brown patch from my neighbor's yard, and we did a whole video on it, it's completely gone, and his lawn looks great. Now I've got to go do the whole thing again with my lawn. And it took about, I mean, long-term solutions are best. They really are.
Yeah.
So it was that brown patch of my neighbor's lawn was not gone by spring, but it was gone by summer. So the same thing's going to happen in my yard. I'm patient. I can wait for it to get better, and I know it'll stay better once I get back on the program of the compost and the MicroLife brown patch. But I haven't been doing it. I've been too busy propagating bog plants for our store.
So it, which it is works. Understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's an interesting notion to kind of think like, okay, I can, you're not going to kill all the brown patch. That's not how nature works, right? You get it to a sustainable, kind of controllable volume.
Yes.
And then other entities control the brown patch. They eat it. They feed on it. They take its food so it can't grow as much. Conditions have to be right for brown patch to happen. And so some of the conditions your neighbor dealt with, you know, are pretty predictable, right?
Yes.
Things like chemical fertilizing.
And mowing right? too low. He also was...
Mowing too low.
Mm-hmm. I talked about
really, that. I guess, all fertilizer, chemical fertilizers. Like, yes. We're thinking not soil food-focused fertilizers.
Yeah, he used to use one of those people with the whole chemical thing, and then he switched to a different company, and everything's been a lot better since then.
Oh, he had like a service that did a bunch of the spray treatments?
Those spray treatments, yes. And he switched to just a plain old come mow, blow, and go type company.
Sure.
And the lawn has thrived, done much better since then.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting how it's how effective kind of feeding the soil is and focusing on the roots are. And then also we have like several really good companies in Houston that are making phenomenal fertilizers.
Moonshot, right?
Yeah, so many of them that are making like really great stuff. Well,
Moonshot's a collector, and Nature's Way.
Nature's Way, making phenomenal compost.
Yeah.
You got MicroLife doing incredible fertilizer, and other local companies too that are just doing a great job. Yeah. So it's like buying something that's a national brand and maybe not great for your soil doesn't make a lot of sense when you've got like brands that are specifically tailored for our problematic soil. But I love the idea of doing something that's a little bit longer lasting, saying maybe I'm not going to be done with this by spring, but I'm going to do something that next summer, next spring, the spring after that, you know, this is going to keep on going. So what did y'all treat? What did y'all actually do to his lawn?
The brown patch, we came in and first of all, we did a good half inch of compost and then spread the brown patch on and watered it in. I can't think of when we did it. Sometime around September or so. And then we came back again in the spring and reapplied it to the shrinking spot. And that's all we did. But I also wanted to add that my neighbor also stopped raking up his leaves and went to the mulching lawnmower type thing.
Yeah. So he started building up a soil food web.
With the leaves from the trees.
Mowed higher, which reduces compaction.
Yes.
And a need for overwatering.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, great job. Great job by you. That's a great approach for everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
to get to a point where you just don't have to battle. You don't have to have this, you know, terrible problem in your lawn. So, and then once you compost top dress a couple times, two or three times in a couple of years, you stop seeing a lot of the problems. And then when you do see the problems, they're slower moving, they're easier to overcome. It is wild when you take the approach that Anita's talking about. So that's awesome, Anita, that it worked so well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to jump on a con. We've got a Ron on the phone. Ron, what's your question for Anita?
Yeah, Anita, this is Ron down in Webster, Texas. A couple questions. I have a nectarine tree that didn't do well in the February cold temperature we have. I lost two or three of the main branches, and it's probably about 3 years old. It's showing new growth in the remaining branches, but it looks terrible, bad shape. And my question is, do I keep it, prune it, or just cut it down and replant? It grew vigorously for the first year or two, had pretty good crop, good crop. So what do I do with that nectarine?
How large was the tree before the freeze hit it?
It was probably at the base, probably 4, 5, 6 inches. It had 2 to 3 inch main branches, leafed out real well. Gives the small fruits, only, you know, golf ball size fruit. So it wasn't full size, but it was very vigorous, and then it wasn't.
Well, Danny, I'm not the fruit expert, so I'll let you
know. No, I mean you're asking great questions, though. Uh-huh. I mean she says that wrong, but she, you know, she really knows the fruit, so yeah, she's just trying to get me involved with the show. Thanks, Anita.
Uh-huh.
So Ron, do you remember what variety of nectarine it is?
I do not. I brought it one of the county tree sales 2 or 3 years ago. I don't remember what it was. I have it at home. I'm not at home right
sure.
now. So.
And that's okay. Another question is, when does it usually flower? Is that something you pay attention to and kind of speak to, is when flowering normally is?
Usually in the spring, if I remember right. It leaves out real well, but... you know, I really haven't been that observant. I'm sorry, but
no, it's okay. Well, and I ask that because if it's our nectarine that kind of a lot of people grow around here, that might be called Katie. I'm not sure, but some of them are very low chill hour, which means they don't need a long winter or cold winter to make fruit. And those ones generally put on their flowers very early. And that's why I ask what variety is, because if we know the variety, we can identify how many chill hours it requires. Because if it's like some of my fruit trees, they're going to be putting normally their fruit on in late February, a very original fruit set, and their flowers are going to be blooming about the time that the freeze snapped them off. And that would just mean all the flowers and fruit are just gone. No crop for the year. And also, the way that these nectarines especially do not have a real hardy bark, right? It's pretty thin bark. And okay. So that freeze, a tree that's never kind of encountered that before, damage can happen inside the bark because it's not insulating it enough. And so your best bet is really compost, liquid fertilizers from MicroLife. The Rev from Dakota would be very helpful. And spray the whole thing with the liquids. Go up and down the tree. So if you're using the Ocean Harvest from MicroLife, you're taking the sticks, branches, trunk, and then you're really drenching the roots. And then I would put in I would put down compost too. And just, you know, around the canopy of the tree. Their whole goal is to build the resilience of the tree, get some good stuff flowing up all the way through the branches. It's kind of like it needs time to resuscitate. So now's a great time to treat the roots. So I don't know if that helps.
Well, it's such a bad shape now. I don't know if it ever is going to get to a good nectarine tree shape. It's just so my inclination is to cut it down, dig up the stump, and then replant and start over again. So
that's happened with a lot of trees in the area.
Yep, absolutely.
Because of that damage, that internal damage from the freeze. I've lost a couple plants that way. You know, they did that weird regeneration of leaves, and then they were like, I can't go on.
Yeah,
and that was it.
Exactly.
So that could have been what's going on with your nectarine.
Yeah, and Ron, I mean, I have two peaches, two plums, and my fig, non-citrus trees that all kind of did not make it through the freeze. And that basically what you're describing is what happened, Anita. So
right.
Yeah. Ron, you said I had a couple other questions, but I'm going to get you to hold.
What should I replant?
Do you want a nectarine?
Yes.
Well, can you go ahead and email me, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro, and I'll get you a list, because there's a lot to talk about on choosing a nectarine. But you have some other questions, right?
Yes, I do. That was homeshowgardenpros.com.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I'll email that. Yeah, another question. I have about
Ron, hold on. We're going to take a quick break and just come back to you, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, 281-496-5711. We're talking with Ron, fruit tree grower. Sounds like probably got some veggie questions coming up. 281-496-5711. Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures or a place for your family to call home, at Mueller, we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors, or we can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that provides superior quality and timeless value. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, good morning, folks. This is Michael at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, wishing you a very merry holiday season. It's amazing all the things that have come in the last couple of weeks. Tons of violas and pansies and cyclamen stock, carnations. Our Christmas trees are on the way. They should be up and running in the next 3 or 4 days, all the way from Mossy Rock, Washington. They grow the best trees in the country. Time for amaryllis. Be sure you get your tulips bought now, refrigerate for 6 to 8 weeks, and plant on January the 1st. Gift ideas for Christmas? How about a beautiful citrus tree or fruit tree? We've got lots of lemons and limes and oranges, tangerines and satsumas. Make a wonderful gift, easy to grow in containers on the patio if you'd like to keep it. Gift cards, any denomination, always a great gift. So come by to see us, especially this time of year. You don't want to miss the Kingwood Garden Center gift shop. It is absolutely amazing. There's everything from chocolate-covered peanuts to some of the most gorgeous Christmas ornaments you've ever seen. So be sure to stop by our garden center at Kingwood. Don't forget Warren's. We've got some beautiful plants and things here also that make great Christmas gifts. Thanks. And now back to Anita and Danny.
Thank you, Michael. Great thoughts there and great tips there for the holiday giving. I love the notion of a citrus tree. So many people lost them this year. So, sad stuff. Whew. Well, Anita, how's it going? You there?
I'm here. Right.
Awesome. Yeah, Anita's actually there. I'm here in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes. I'm sitting in your chair.
What? My chair?
I'm in your spot today.
Well, that's nice. It's a different view. It's a whole other experience from there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Normally, Anita has to stare at the back of a monitor or me, so two bad options.
Yes.
All right. We're here on Home Show Garden Pros. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. We're talking with Ron right now. Ron's got some questions. Hey, Ron.
Hey. Another question, Danny, Anita. I have about a 5 or 6 year old peach tree. It's doing great, except no fruit. It's about six, 10 foot wide, 6, 10 foot high. It blooms, flowers in the spring as normal, and then it never sets the fruit. I don't know what's happening with that, but any ideas?
This would, again, be a variety question. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different types of fruit trees that range all the way from, you know, being able to grow in, here in Vancouver or even Minnesota, where it gets very, very cold, or down on the very, you know, southern tip of Florida. And so it's all about chill hours. I was at a store one time that shall not be named, not one of our Home Show Garden Pros, because they would never do this, but a place that wants to bring in a lot of plants and sell them quick, sometimes maybe marks them off, I don't know, 70%. And they had peach trees there that were 1,200 chill hour plants, but it was not marked on the label. And Ron, do you know what our average chill hour here is? Or especially for you, you said you're down near Webster.
Yeah, I'm a little different zone than up in Kingwood. I have no idea. Probably 200 hours, 300 hours?
Yeah, just over 300. So if you bought a peach tree that got 1,200 chill hours, you would never get fruit until we have an ice age. So so if you can remember what type of peach it is when you kind of send me that email, that'd be great. So that could be one thing.
Okay.
Anita, do you have any thoughts? I mean, the pollinators could be another.
Well, no, it's, except if it's never produced fruit is probably the first thing that you talked about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you've never had it get a single fruit set, do you see bees in your lawn?
Yes.
Or your space?
We have bees. Yeah, we have bees. Yeah. They seem to be quite prolific around this area.
So. Yeah, so it's not that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the pollinators. See, yeah. I'd think about it. If you can track down the label for that, maybe include that in your email to me asking about the talking nectarine varieties, because this is one of those things why we never, it seems so attractive to buy plants on sale, but you're talking about like a multi-year investment, right? And
right.
You know, you make a mistake or you buy from a seller that's not supportive, but it sounds like you got most of your trees at the AgriLife sales.
Yes, usually. So, yeah, time for one more quick question?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, avocado. I want to grow an avocado tree. I've tried several over the years, and I found out that where I was planting them is too wet, the low spot in my yard. And I had a nice, probably 10-foot high one, about 6-8-inch base, and it looked great, produced one or two avocados, and then didn't. So I think it was in too mushy area. So Where can I get a avocado, and can I plant a single one? I don't have a very large lawn, so
yeah.
Space is premium.
Well, Anita, do you have any specific thoughts on where you can buy one?
Mm-mm. We don't have them at Nelson's Nursery, but I think Enchanted does.
Yeah, Enchanted does have them. And Ron, I totally get the desire to grow avocados. And you're right. The one thing that can just completely wipe them out quickly is wet feet. And so where to plant it, it's more like how to plant it. So even in like a boggy spot, you can do it. You just got to raise it. I mean, when I was professionally planting fruit trees, we just didn't even dig a hole for avocados at all. We like scratched the grass away if it was a lawn and literally just put it right on the soil. And then built a mound or a bed over it, if that makes sense.
Yes,
literally.
That's how I do all my fruit trees on a raised bed.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so avocados, they don't like the wet feet. They also can't do city water, but you guys may be on different water. Even well water would be better, but they can't do that. And so I get over to Enchanted. I mean, there's a type called Poncho that's really nice. Fantastic is another one that's kind of nice. And Opal is my favorite, O-P-A-L. And so their varieties that'll grow here handle our heat and cold. They can be sunburned when they're little too. That's something to remember. So, yeah, but avocados can be a challenging one. I mean, I think it's kind of wise for Anita to not even sell them, because before we figured out the trick of planting on top of the soil, we were losing about 90% of the avocados we were planting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ron, for the questions, man.
Appreciate the information.
You bet. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. 281-496-5711. We're going to take a quick break. Come back, talk to Dwight here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 6.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. We'd love for you to join the conversation. We're all about solutions here, and one of the big solutions, it's really a company we turn to for solutions in the Houston area, and that's Monterey Lawn and Garden. They're making solutions, and I mean liquid solutions, like a liquid thing you put out there, for a lot of your problems. So a couple of the great things that we really turn to a lot as far as advice giving on the show is their Monterey BT. BT is a naturally occurring bacteria that's already in your soil, and caterpillars, they cannot digest it. And the nice thing about that is that you can be very careful where you apply it. So they eat the leaf, and they don't live when they do it. So won't harm bees, earthworms, beneficial insects, and you can just choose not to spray it on your butterfly attracting caterpillars if you want. Another Monterey product that I've just been so impressed with is their Complete Disease Control. This is another bacterial-based solution, a different bacteria this time, but it actually stymies fungi. And so if you're dealing with brown patch, it has become a dynamite tool for dealing with brown patch because it really will kind of stymie the brown patch, and then other organisms can come and fill the space and start out-competing your brown patch. That's called Complete Disease Control. Works really, really great if you're protecting boxwoods. So if you're out there losing boxwoods every day, you need to get Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. It is really, really good stuff. So, Anita, you have any favorite Monterey Lawn and Garden products?
Sluggo? Yeah, Sluggo? Is that
Yeah, them? Sluggo's dynamite.
Mm-hmm. But I Sluggo's like the BT. Really,
yeah, definitely. They just have so many of them, mm-hmm. So many great solutions. And their website is easy to navigate, easy mm-hmm. to look at. That's MontereyLawnGarden.com. So, They're sold at all your Garden Pro locations. So if you're looking for any of their stuff, just pop into a co-op member and you'll get some stuff. So, yeah. All right, let's talk to Dwight, 281-496-5711. Dwight, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, good morning. I have used you guys in the past, and y'all have been so helpful. I have got a question about diagnosis. You know, I have what looks like to me is sections of San Augustine in that are turning brown, and I thought it was could be sod webworms, but I saw very few of the moths. And I talked to someone in the, over at Southwest, and they said, "Well, we think it's you just need to do compost. You're not getting good drainage, but I'm not watering my soil. It's whatever the natural rain that we get." So anyway, I went back and did that. But and I know there's no instant solutions, but I'm wondering, could it be brown patch? And if so, how would that be diagnosed?
I forgot.
So a big thing on brown patch, Dwight, is that it's got a growing edge to it. And so the edge is generally a little different color than the inside of the circle. And it usually makes not a perfect geometric shape, but it has a spreading edge. And so it's circular in nature. And that's our big thing. It'll have an infected kind of growing edge of the circle that has a little bit of yellowing in it, stuff like that. Sod webworm is more like it looks like somebody's been grazing, because I guess something has been grazing, but that's what it looks like. It looks like you've had a sheep visit your backyard and chew up some of your grass. where brown patch doesn't look like that. It just kind of looks like thatch is starting to come in and the grass is struggling after this edge passes. Compost top dressing would be your easiest and best solution, maybe not easiest, but your best solution for dealing with brown patch. It has a ton of these microbes that we're talking about that stop it. It adds a bunch of the nutrients that are generally lacking. And because it's got so many microbes in it, what's in your soil will come up to have a feast. And so it's like you're aerating the soil. So compaction also just leads to less resilient plants. And so you have less healthy grass because of compaction. That compaction doesn't come from your watering. Your watering doesn't help it, but big rain events like Harvey compacted our soils, and they don't automatically compact in a couple of years. It takes, you know, hundreds of years for them to automatically compact. And so that's why really moving it forward with compost top dressing can be the solution to a lot of problems, just because it improves the health of the root systems.
Well, let me ask you a question. If it is brown patch, just by putting down something like Microlife product or using the BT or these other solutions, and it's not brown patch, am I going to do any damage?
No, and that's the beauty of going the organic way. So if it's not brown patch, by improving the soil, you'll probably eliminate whatever it is anyway, because you're improving the soil, you're adding the Microlife brown patch, which adds the beneficial fungi, which are going to attack other types of organisms that cause problems in your lawn as well. But BT won't help brown patch, by the way. It's the other product, the complete disease control for Moderate. Yeah.
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 I got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay,
the beauty of organic.
I'll just use the Microlife product and or the Monterey Complete Disease Control and see what we get. Yeah, but regardless, we're talking about weeks to months actually seeing a difference. Is that correct?
Yeah, but that would be true no matter what you're dealing with, because the grass is damaged and it's winter, right? So
Yeah. Nothing's
going to make it be green all of a sudden, you know, live grassy green. You could paint it. But no, I think anything you look at, you're not really seeing results until springtime, until the growth begins again.
Yeah, I didn't hear y'all.
But what you can do is you can ensure that you're going to have growth in the middle of your patch and not an empty patch, where if you go after it with a heavy-duty fungicide, you're probably going to wind up with an empty patch that you've got to then resod.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much, and y'all have a great day.
Oh, yeah, Dwight, happy to help. It's like it's our job, sort of. So thanks, man. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Coming to the end of our time with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Anita, what's happening at the garden, the water gardens we should know about?
We're excited about our Christmas trees coming in. They'll be in Monday, and we'll be hustling like crazy to get them all fresh cut and in water and available for sale on Tuesday and maybe late Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, that is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That is very exciting.
Yep.
So you guys source your pottery from all over the world,
we do,
right, basically?
Yes.
And so what's your take on just a nice big potted plant as a Christmas gift? Is that something that you feel like is a nice Christmas gift?
That's a great Christmas gift as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't mind getting a big potted plant or a little potted plant for that matter. And Especially put in the cheerful, happy flowers of fall, the pansies, the violas, the calendulas, the alyssums. There's so many flowers you can grow in the fall through the winter here in the Houston area. So exciting.
Absolutely. It is very, there's a lot of options and a lot of really good ones.
Speaking of that, I have a geranium. I bought it last spring. It limped through the summer, and it's roaring back to life in full bloom, deep green.
Oh, wonderful.
Looks gorgeous. Yep.
That's dynamite. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, great job today, as always.
Yes.
Dishing out gardening information. What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Work, 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 but not at the nursery, nice. Unfortunately. So if you want to see me, I won't be there. I've got to do work at home.
Mm.
Yes. Well, but Sherry's here.
That's right. Sherry is here.
Yes.
And she'll be joining us after the break. We've got another hour of gardening fun here on Home Show Garden Pros. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. Let's answer some gardening questions when we get back. And we'll be with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.